Okay, it's August. I'm here with Dave Mahon and Enda Finn at North Midlands under 16 training session. Under 17, sorry, I was going to the double check. Is it 16? Yeah, whatever. It's part of what is a class development system in Leinster, which leads to their youth team with all the regions working together. Now, I may be preaching to everyone who knows this, but there will be some people listening in who don't realise how they do it. And for that, we're going to do a feature on it later in the month, so don't worry about that. And it will give me a nice little bit of information for that. And we might come and watch the first round of games too, because I'm quite interested to see how it works. Sounds brilliant. But yeah, we want to talk a few things. By the end of this podcast, I want you to recommend somewhere good for me to eat, because I'm starving around Naas Rugby.
I'll recommend somewhere, but they have to make a kickback to knock on that AE. So I recommend it over the airways, but there has to be a kickback. Dinner for three now, that'd be good, you know.
Yeah, definitely. We'll do all our podcasts there if that works. Enda Finn, very welcome along. And to start, I just want to focus in on one thing. The All-Ireland League fixtures are out this evening as we record this. A new season is starting on September 28th. It's the same old structure, and I do get the feeling that there's a momentum for change. I know you're a believer in trying to regionalise it a little bit more. And before I even give you that question, I just want to emphasise that I'm working on a theory of Galwegians and Corinthians meeting again. There's an article on the website just to emphasise that it's been 19 years since Galway City's biggest rivals have met. And there's something wrong with that, and while we need national competition, we need these sides meeting as well.
Yeah, I mean, I wrote an article for you about it. I still don't like the structures. I know there's some clubs who do like the structures, but from talking to guys in other clubs, I think, again, a bit like, I suppose, like Tullow in the junior leagues, the penny has dropped, and teams are kind of getting a bit tired of the travel. Sometimes if you're down in Connemara, you have to travel down to Friday night, you stay over, you play your game, you're not getting back till late midnight on Saturday. Your whole weekend is gone, because the level of rugby these days, the preparation, a lot of these senior teams will have a recovery session on the Sunday. So that could be a pool session, or it could be on the pitch for 40 minutes, but they'll be doing work. So your whole rugby weekend, the whole weekend is just devoted to rugby, which is great if you're maybe 21, 22, you know, and you don't have a family, you know. But as the lads get older and they have more commitments, it can drain away. And you'll see a lot of lads returning kind of to their local junior club. Not because they're not able to play senior rugby, it's just they don't have the time to give it anymore. So, as I said before, I think regional leagues are the way forward. You have a suggestion around kind of an All-Ireland Cup based on a Champions League, kind of European Cup, groups of four, which could be a runner as well. But I think rugby is now at a stage where coaching is excellent, the commitment from players is phenomenal, but travelling around Ireland, I just don't think it's a realistic opportunity anymore, basically.
Yeah, well, that's part of it. There's, you could nearly structurise it, Dave, into different things. The lack of bite to games, an edge to games that maybe more regional leagues can give, because teams face each other more often, like Galwegians and Corinthians. The money, the cost, and also just that kind of gap between the elite clubs and the rest of the clubs. There is a clear 10 or 12 clubs that are just in a different stratosphere than most clubs.
Well, look, the professional game needs a Division 1, if not a Division 2 of the AL. It needs that level of competition. It needs that shop window for the guys coming out of the sub-academies. Mm-hmm. It needs somewhere for them to go and to play, the likes of the Gary Owens, the Clontarfs, the Ballymenas, the Buccaneers. These clubs, they need to have a national, and that's their bread and butter, and that's what they're used to, and that's their culture. But I do think that The lower end of the AAL, I mean, it's just an exercise in futility. Particularly now that the playoffs are gone, after probably round 7 or round 8, the bulk of the teams in it have nothing to play for. The majority of the senior clubs have two competitions. In Leinster, anyway, they have two competitions to play in. There's a senior cup, which is a pre-season competition, which is used as a pre-season competition. That's finished the first week in September of the AAL, and that's it.
Yeah.
In Newbridge, we have four competitions to play in next year. We have the Hosey Cup, we have the All-Ireland Junior Cup, we have the League, and we have the Towns Cup. Yeah. So there's always, you know, there's always something there to kind of play for. If we end up, we're out of the League and we're safe, we can focus on the Towns Cup, or possibly we could still be in the All-Ireland Junior Cup. We can start to shift focus onto that. That's one aspect to it. I think that the AL is, it can go stale for a lot of teams very quickly in the season. Then there's a bit of apathy towards it. We're in Naas. Their biggest gate last year was us playing against their seconds in the Towns Cup. That says something about local derbies, even though we were heavily fancied coming over here to play their seconds. But you know, that's what people want. They want local derbies. That's what captures their imagination. They need to regionalise the AL. I mean, it's not a case of it's an idea. It has to happen. You know, it's that simple. Clubs are being creased with travel expenses. Last year, we were top of Division 1A for 8 rounds of the league last year. 8 of the 14 rounds, we were top of it. It had to become a consideration for us if we got to the AL. Geographically, we're probably one of the best placed clubs in the country to be in the AL, because there's no cities any more than 2 hours drive from us. So we're there and back in the same day. Even still, it's a headache for us. You know, I can't imagine what it must be like for a team from Cork to go to Belfast and vice versa. So they need to seriously have a look at it, because, I mean, look, it's easy for us to say we're not involved in it, but I played in it. And I played in it at a time when the international players played in it, and there was real interest in it. That's gone now. That's not the case anymore. And they need to reinvent it, you know.
And what worries me is, I know for some of my Connacht buddies will be listening to this and going, Rob, like, it'll destroy Connacht rugby if we go back to 16 provincial league. But like, do you think there would be still an appetite to play, you know, maybe first half of the season regional, and then go into some sort of All-Ireland competition for teams below the top two tiers in the All-Ireland League? Because if a Connemara loses that element of clubs coming over out west to them, they'll lose the very core about what their rugby club is about, which is welcoming all these clubs from around the country.
Yeah, no, development is a factor, and it has to be considered. Dave touched on the All-Ireland Junior Cup.
It's brilliant, yeah.
Yeah, fantastic competition. And I've been involved in it for 3 years, I think, and every time, you know, we were down in Ballina, we're up in Cook, Richmond were up to us. It was brilliant. You know, you're playing new teams, new experiences, and it's a cup competition, you know, and maybe it's a GAA thing, but Irish people love knockout competitions. I mean, if you look at, say, maybe Champions League format, you know, you play teams at your level, you know, across from Connacht, across from Munster, Ulster. That's important, yeah. It's a consideration I've never really, really thought about, because obviously I put a Leinster hat on. I just think Leinster, and I think my own club, and looking at clubs around Leinster. But no, the game does need to grow as well, and that means, you know, you have to develop Connacht. You have to, even some of the Munster teams, you know, they're not that strong at junior level, but it would bring them on as well.
Yeah, the Clonakilities and the Middletons, they need those kind of clubs coming around the country. But I think you're dead right. One thing Connemara are struggling with at the moment is generating the kind of excitement they had at the turn of the last decade, because there's nothing to play for. They can't realistically aim to be in the division above, because it's just not going to be good for their club to get up that high, although they'd like to. And at the end of the day, staying in Division 2B is their dream each season, and it's not much to get excited about.
Well, like, I can imagine in Connemara there's probably a hunger for the AAL, because there's a lot of hostelries down in Connemara, because it's the one trip that all the clubs, particularly from this part of the world, they're all the Yalla could do is will go down and make a weekend of it. And I know Naas, for example, is not unique. A lot of the clubs in Dublin would always make a weekend out of a trip to Connemara. It was the one fixture that came out. If you got it home, you were pissed off because you wanted to get the away trip, you know. Connacht, the one thing Connacht needs to remember, there's a very successful under-20s Western Conference, and there's nothing to say that couldn't work at a lower level.
Makes, you know, monster,
yeah, anyway. Absolutely. Yeah.
As long as those, yeah, I think those national competitions will help as well. But just to finish, because I know you guys have to go out training, like, look at Scurries. You still can't legislate against the fact that, look at Monavay, there's groups of players there that are dreaming to get to the AIL again. Scurries have done it, so they have aspirations to be up there. It's quite a mixed bag, really, isn't it?
I suppose you be careful what you wish for as well. You need ambition. Players need ambition. You need to drive on. But when you get to that stage, I look at Seapoint. They'd be probably the most recent successful junior club. They went up, drove through Division 2B, particularly with the same core players that they've always had, bringing a couple of players back. They've now, this year was their first losing season, I'd say, in about 10, 12 years. You know, so they've reached their level. I don't think they're going to push on. So will they slowly drop back? You know, and what's going to happen to Seapoint then? I mean, they lose all that momentum. They were used to winning trophies. You know, they were in the Metro Cup. They were winning the Leinster League. Then you look at, say, for example, Newbridge-Kildare. The two biggest games in rugby in Kildare next season would be Kildare at home to Newbridge and Newbridge at home to Kildare. That can't be right, particularly because Barn Hall are going to be playing Naas at some stage during the year. If two junior teams is going to be the biggest game of rugby in Kildare, there's something wrong there.
Especially when you look at the amount of people playing the game. Lads, this is the reality of our podcast. You got a team to coach, so I'm going to let you go. And Dave, you can finish by telling me where I'm going to eat.
My appetite, the smell of wintergreen now is just killing my appetite. So I'd say the Johnstown Inn. You can't go too wrong there.
That's what was recommended by Enda as well. Johnstown Inn is getting free publicity on knockon.ie. I might ask them for some money when I get in there. Bye, guys.